Is Siri trying to take over our own minds? Is the government trying to take our guns? That's not quite a conspiracy, but either way, welcome to This Paranormal Life.
That is just my personal
thoughts. My personal fear that they're trying to take my guns. Welcome to This Paranormal Life, a paranormal podcast. I'm your host for today, Roy Powers, joined by my pal, Kit Greer. How you doing today, Kit?
I'm good, man. My head is so full of paranormal mysteries and ancient facts, I can't sleep at night anymore, Roy.
Because we've been kind of grinding out some paranormal stories. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, today's episode, I was up till 12:30 last night researching this. And I don't want to overstate the importance of the information that I discovered last night. But when I woke up in the morning, I had a stress ulcer in my mouth.
Oh my god.
I'm not even joking.
I have ulcers too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never had an ulcer before in my life.
Isn't that weird?
And I woke up with one.
It's because we know the truth.
They're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us. Stop the podcast. On that note, I want to start the podcast with one word you may have never heard before in your whole life.
Okay,
Kit.
Try me.
It's a good word.
I'm actually very educated. Try me.
Have you heard of Nazis?
Nine. Never heard of them.
Yeah. Next question, mein Führer. Mein Brother. Have you ever heard of the Illuminati?
Absolutely. Where are you going with this?
Well, have you ever heard of a group called the Illuminati? That's right. What if I told you that during the Second World War, the Nazis in Germany had help from ancient humans living inside of our own Earth?
I think you got to backtrack. How did you get here?
We're going to backtrack.
So I guess you're wondering how I got here.
You're wondering how I... This is Adolf Hitler in the middle of like a hate rally.
That all started in the middle of the Earth.
With a little thing called the swastika. So if you haven't listened to the podcast before, basically what we do is every single week we pick a different conspiracy theory, paranormal story, and we investigate it as professional paranormal investigators ourselves and come to a conclusion to decide whether or not it is in fact true.
That's right, people. We do the research so you don't have to.
Exactly. Go on believing your dumb little rat race lives, because we are doing the hard work.
Wake up, sheeple!
So today, we're going to learn about the Illuminazis. And our journey of discovery begins in the 1940s with a little man you may know called Hitler. Yeah, you may have heard him. He killed a bunch of people.
It's actually
now,
funny.
In the early 40s, Hitler was doing pretty great. Not morally, of course. He was all over the place.
Bankrupt.
In terms of political success, he was crushing it. Mm. You know, hoping to spread the German Aryan reach as far as he could. And that's always been one of his obsessions. Blonde hair?
Wasn't he dark haired? He had black hair.
Yeah. Which is weird, right? Because if you're being given instructions by this guy, I want you to do this and I want you to do that, because blonde hair, blue eyes, that's the perfect vision.
Steve,
can I have a word?
Yeah, sure. What's up, man?
He's got neither of them. He has neither of them.
I thought it was kind of weird, too. I'm kind of glad you brought it up.
I know. It's insane.
What are you guys saying over there?
Nothing, my bureau.
What do you think of my hair? It's beautifully blonde.
So this obsession, many of which people believed that he admired as a look of purity. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair, blue eyes, this is a strong look. Hmm. However, I'm going to pose a question to you right now. What if instead of purity, it reminded him of another group of humans? How about instead of this pure race, it reminded him of the legendary ancient humans of Agartha living inside of our own world?
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Where did he get this from?
I'll tell you where he got it from, Kit. The Earth is hollow. The Earth is straight up hollow.
You realize this isn't how storytelling works. You don't just jump to the conclusion.
You're supposed to build to a climax. No, you know what? F*** it. Goldilocks got eaten by the bears. Spoiler alert.
If you don't believe, you'll never believe.
Grow up. So it's been well reported that Hitler was a fan of the occult.
Yes.
Ever since his early ages, up into the rising of power, he was a fan of the occult. And I'm not talking your entry level PG, ooh, I'm going to sacrifice
Dracula,
a goat.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ooh, you drink some blood level of occult. We're talking serious stuff here. It's rumored that Hitler had contact with a secret society in Germany that did actually exist called the Thule Society.
Wow.
I know. Now, these guys were into some very strange stuff. And among those strange beliefs, they believed that somewhere in the world, there was an opening that could lead them into the center. So, already, like, what are our thoughts here? You've got a guy who believes heavily in the occult, closely linked to the secret society. He's risen up to empower. He's got infinite money. He's got infinite possibilities.
Mm.
What do you do? You start doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, he's like the Elon Musk of, like, evil. He's like Donald Trump of the 40s. He's like, he can do anything. He can go anywhere. I mean, look at Elon Musk right now. Do you see that Elon Musk is like starting a tunnel boring company?
What?
Do you not see this? Elon Musk was like sitting in traffic one day recently, and he was like, it's taking too long for me to get to LA from wherever the hell he was. And he goes, I'm going to dig a goddamn tunnel through that mountain. But isn't that kind of weird? It's like, what do you do when you have infinite money? Start boring tunnels into the center of the earth.
You know why as well? To find the original humans. I feel like Elon might be in on it.
It could be.
Like infinite money. He's like, oh, we should go to space. Oh, we should go to space. While everyone's watching his rockets rise, he's digging away.
With a freaking
shovel.
Like
he's goddamn Stanley Yelnats digging holes into the center of the earth. That was a really obscure reference, by the way. I'll be really impressed if anyone gets that.
Yeah.
So a bit of scene setting. It is the thick of World War II. There is a lot going on. And there's a lot of people in this world who are not happy with Hitler. Okay?
Fair.
You got America coming at you. You've got Britain coming at you.
You've got
Russia coming at you, I think. And you're still trying to push out and you're still trying to conquer everything around you. You got so much. Like, your forces are stretched.
We get ulcers just talking about
just
this
talking
shit.
Talking about it.
This guy had the world.
His mouth was probably like bubble wrap. Honestly, I don't know how this guy even ate a banana. It's madness. He's trying to do all of this.
If you could go
stuff.
Back in time and ask Hitler one question, how'd you eat a banana?
How do you eat a banana, please, sir? Because you look stressed AF. So why, Kit, in the midst of all this chaos, does Hitler decide to send large amounts of troops and submarines from Germany to Antarctica?
No one's even in Antarctica. Why would he even
no
be
one
there?
Is in
There's
Antarctica.
No army in Antarctica.
No one's in Antarctica at that point.
That's a really good point.
Why is
because
Hitler?
He's got all forces coming in from all sides, and he's actually diverting troops away
exactly
from the war
to another place where no one actually exists. I would question his leadership at that point.
Not all the other points.
Not all that other crap.
I'm willing to listen.
Yeah. These guys are bad. These guys are bad. Sure, kill
Penguins
them.
Penguins are
them.
Bad.
Kill them.
Not
yeah.
sure.
So in 1938, the Nazis sent a ship called the Straubenland to Antarctica. Now, with the front, quote unquote, of the operation, was that it was to widen the whaling industry of Germany.
That's pretty evil.
Oh,
I like
how convenient of you, Mr. Quaint. Hitler. But the ship was allegedly filled with explorers, scientists, and military units.
Wow.
Not just aboard one ship, but submarines, too. When was the last time you needed a submarine to kill a whale? Let me do some quick research. Moby Dick. And he hasn't been around for a very long time. So, as far as I'm concerned...
Did you read Moby Dick?
No, I didn't, but I'm paraphrasing. What was it? Like, three submarines took him down in the end?
Yeah, it was like,
it was like a nuke or something.
It was
something.
A nuclear sub, for sure.
Roasted him straight out of the water. Lieutenant Ahab just roasted him.
Lieutenant Ahab roasted him in a comedy roast. Dave Chappelle.
So why Antarctica? Why so many people? Well, Kit, what I'm about to say may shock you. It may shake the very fabric of your world, but you need to hear it. You need to hear it. Because hidden underneath the giant ice caps of Antarctica is the entrance to Agartha.
So this is the place, this is the entrance that the Thule Society
This
theorized?
Is what they believe. The
yeah,
Thule
they
Society
theorized it.
Was under the assumption that in the center of the Earth, there was another Earth inside of
wow.
our Earth, which is the Hollow Earth. So inside of our Earth,
yeah, it's the bullshit Earth.
There is a land called Agartha.
Okay.
Which is basically this utopia populated by advanced aliens who have been living in our Earth for hundreds of years. Mm. Now, this is what humans would consider to be heaven. So creatures within this hollow Earth live for between 500 to 800 years.
Whoa.
Beautiful roaming green fields, waterfalls, rainbows, copious amounts of food. They're all giants. They're large human beings. Creatures that have been extinct from the world. Mammoth dinosaurs still roam about in this world. It's almost prehistoric. There's some science there. I don't know if you want to check that, but it's legit. You know, this thing exists.
Don't even look it up. Don't bother.
This thing exists and it's real, and that's all that you need to know at this point.
That's kind of crazy because we've always like been brought up to think that underneath the Earth, at the center of the Earth, is hell.
One question quick. Kit, have you ever seen any magma? Have you seen magma?
I have seen Volcano starring Pierce Brosnan. Does that count?
No. Okay. That does not count. Okay, that does not count. Have you seen with your own eyes magma?
No.
It doesn't exist. Because the Earth is hollow, my friend. What else do you need to know? What else do you need to know?
So much! This is just... some people don't know this. But the North Pole, because the North and South Pole, all ice. But the North Pole...
wasn't always, by the way. I just want to clarify that.
I would ask you not to interrupt.
There were two holes in it, please. Okay, yes, continue. I will interrupt when see fit, but so, continue.
When the North Pole... the North Pole is all ice. But the South Pole, a lot of people don't know, is ice. And that's what we see. But
yes, actually, wasn't always. Yes, continue, please.
It's kind of rude, actually.
Now continue, please. Please.
But
I'm borderline begging at this point. Please continue.
I need more opportunities to interrupt. But the but the South Pole actually
continue, please. Please, sir.
it's kind of rude, I feel like, but
No, it's fine.
But the,
I have no authority to say that it's fine. It is really rude. Me claiming that it's fine is really rude. Okay, continue.
But
please.
There's like
I'm sorry, continue.
But there's
continue, please.
Please.
Okay, continue.
But there's a continent underneath the ice. That there doesn't exist in the North Pole, but the South Pole, there is a continent covered by ice. So does that mean that there is potentially a tunnel, as you're describing?
Exactly. That was once in existence, but now covered up by a large patch of ice.
Fascinating.
So under the belief that the ancient aliens were living in Antarctica, the Nazis began to set up base there, and they started taking in some of this advanced alien technology, trying to find ways in which they could use it to make Germany the greatest superpower in the world.
Good lord.
You're in a world war. How do you beat the rest of the world with other world's technology? Now, there is some facts in this actually as well because of the V2 rocket specifically, which I don't know if you know a lot about the V2 rocket, but it was developed by the Germans and it was actually the world's first long-range ballistic missile.
Wow.
The V2 was the first ever artificial object to cross the boundary of space.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in human existence, they were the first ones to do it.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about the V2, which I do know, is that we're sitting here on just off New Cross Road. New Cross Road here.
Beat that. Don't give them our location. No, do not give the man the location.
I'm saying all this shit and full knowledge is getting edited. But but New Cross Road in South London here, there's an Iceland shopping, you know, like the...
I thought you meant the country.
No, dude.
I was like, they got V2s?
They got V2s, bro.
We got a bail. Get the podcast shit.
Podcast
let's go.
Right now.
Let's go.
So ready to drop the podcast. The Iceland that's there, that used to be a Woolworths, that was the site of the most deadly V2 bombing in London's history.
Madness.
I can't remember. It was like 200 people or something killed.
These things were vicious.
It's crazy.
So it was years ahead of what America and Russia had been developing. The only problem is it's not very cost effective. So like, I think it was something like the price of one V2 missile was essentially the cost of an actual fighter jet with bombs equipped on it. But of course, aliens don't care about accuracy. They don't care about cost. Because they have space money.
Yeah.
Space bucks.
Space dollars.
Space cash.
Space gold. Space bitcoin.
Space coin, yeah. They're like loaded in space coins, so it's not a problem.
Well, whenever you want to wipe out a goddamn planet, you're not really worrying about accuracy.
Exactly. You're worrying about what can I make that goes the longest and the farthest and I can and be the furthest
blows up
away
the biggest.
From. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, interesting.
So basically, it's World War II. Germany have discovered the entrance to the Hollow Earth. They've gone there. They've met with the ancient humans. They've accumulated all of this ancient technology. And because, you know, the Germans are in love with the idea of the blonde hair and the blue eyes, which the ancient humans possess, they're like, you guys must be great. We'll give you some of our ancient technology. You can study it. You can do whatever thing you want to do out on the outer core. Mm. They didn't know the Germans were bad people. They didn't know Hitler was a bad dude. There's some bad stuff going on right now in the world.
Sure.
And we all know what happened in World War II, I think, right? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, right? I should say we're broadcasting this from a small island in the middle of the Pacific. So Hitler won.
Hitler won,
Führer,
right?
Won. Thank God. So anyway.
So basically at this point, the world is freaking out because they know the Nazis are working with some high-tech material, aka the V2s. So you know what it's time for? It's time for some good old-fashioned teamwork. Boom! The US and Russia team up. They fist bump. They drop a bunch of bombs. They go in there and they wreck up the place. Play
Hell
some
yeah.
like patriotic music. You know, we all know what happened. America came in. We smoked a cigar. Captain America, I think, punched Hitler in the face at one point. I don't know if that's canon or not, but it happened. Basically, the bros of the world beat up the Nazi nerds. It's incredible.
It's the worst the kind of history ever.
Until
you as a secondary school teacher. Basically,
America gave Germany
the jocks
a
teamed
swirly.
Up.
So basically, like they forced them to surrender.
Mm.
But now, instead of rejoicing, the panic sets in because the US and Russia know that Germany have been in possession this whole time of ancient alien artifacts.
They find this out.
Who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? This is the rush. The US and Russia storm towards Germany, eager to salvage the remains of their technological advancements. But Germany didn't want either of the countries to get a hold of their ancient alien technology.
Obviously.
Which, of course. And also, like, it's like if a friend lends you money or something, you want to give it back to them, you want to be respectful. If you want that friend to stay a friend, which who doesn't want to be friend with goddamn ancient giant aliens inside of the earth, you know? So what they did was they grabbed the technology that they had remaining and they boarded it into submarines to ship it back to Antarctica.
Oh, that was nice. Then.
And they thought they'd get away with it too if it weren't for those meddling Americans. Dun, dun, dun.
Wah, wah, wah.
Looks like we're going to Antarctica, Junior. I'm definitely gonna play like adventure music over this whole interlude.
Sure.
We'll add in some sound effects. This is like the alien submarine sinking down to the ocean. Protect me, save me from the humans. This is the Americans. Well, I bet there's some Nazis around these here oceans. I bet.
I don't really care much about no Nazis. Only about my farm. Only about my cattle. I'm a missus.
So we're about halfway through our story. I assume it's blowing your mind right now, right? You're like,
this is
crazy. You're experiencing a direction that history never told you about, aka the truth. It's unbelievable how we lie to our children in schools. So America basically found out about the Nazis returning the technology, and they were afraid that they had built large German bases in Antarctica that would continue to thrive after the war. Because if you think about it, the Nazis went to Antarctica during the Second World War to get the technology in the first place.
Mm.
Now, it was huge groups of people. It was submarines. It was enough people to set up a colony, a base, and build what skeptics say may have been New Berlin.
New Berlin?
New Berlin.
Wow.
A new German city built around the realms of the New Earth,
wow.
which is essentially where the Germans, not necessarily the Nazis, but the Germans continue to thrive after the Second World War.
Wow.
They've like populated an area.
Think how good, you know, like you always hear the stories about how like cool Berlin is and how good like the nightlife is in Berlin. Imagine how dope it is in New Berlin, bro.
You're saying in the Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth is lit 24/7. There is no sun, there is no moon. We don't know what time it is. Any day. We rage 24/7. So basically, the Americans needed a way to launch an attack on the South Pole without it looking like an actual attack. What you want to say is the war is over, but you need a way to send a ton of troops to the South Pole to kind of combat this secret German military base with the Hollow Earth humans. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? Well, they also needed, along with the attack, someone who could get them there. Enter Admiral Richard E. Byrd and the legendary operation known as Operation High Jump.
High Jump?
High Jump.
Whoa.
And before we go any further, obviously a lot of the facts that I have brought to you this morning, Kate Greer,
yes,
they may come under speculation. They may come under ridicule.
Under scrutiny.
But I can tell you right now that Operation High Jump is a legitimate operation. And it did happen. Now, the official mission of Operation High Jump was to train personnel and test equipment. But it seems kind of strange that those were the only goals, seeing as Richard E. Byrd was joined by 4,700 men,
whoa,
13 different ships, and 33 different aircraft.
That sounds like a legit...
What are you doing, Richard?
Invasion.
You're going to war, brother! Yeah. You're going to war! That's not science.
It's
That's
true.
That's straight up destruction.
Science is nerds in a lab wearing white coats.
We know what science
we
is.
We know what science is.
We're professional paranormal investigators. Test tubes.
It's true.
Abacuses. A Bunsen burner.
Absolutely.
That's all you need to survive in the wilderness as a scientist.
It's so true. You don't need 13 ships.
You don't need ships, aircraft, submarines.
You don't need Richard E. Byrd.
You don't need Richard E. Byrd like a goddamn world famous explorer. So we have to ask ourselves this question. Was America really performing experiments, or were they really trying to recover ancient alien technology, destroy the remaining Nazis, and force their way into Agartha and the Hollow World?
I'm going to say the second one.
Right? Because it's the only logical explanation.
For sure.
Also, at this point, it may or may not be confirmed that Hitler is still alive. So I'm going to drop that bomb on you right now before we get any further.
Okay.
We think that maybe when the war ended, instead of killing himself in the bunker, they took him on a U-boat submarine to Antarctica, where he now lives in New Berlin with the Hollow Earth humans.
So you're saying New Berlin is still there?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? It's not there? What are you talking about?
I mean, I only learned about it 30 seconds
ago. Well, it's
ago,
still so. There.
Yeah. It's obviously still there, bro. Because I had heard there's often talk of, Nazi officials moving to South America. There are reported Nazi mansions in the hills of California.
Yeah.
Places like that. But I'd never heard of Antarctica. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's where New Berlin is located.
Wow.
It's also speculated in New York in the embassy buildings. If you punch in a specific code on the elevator, you'll be brought to a floor that you cannot access on the elevator, which is the embassy floor for New Berlin.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, so if you punch in the right code, you're brought to the New Berlin floor.
It's not even a country.
Well, it is, Kit. I'm telling you it is. And you need to believe it.
You're hurting me. Please take your
you
hands off me.
You need to believe in aliens because it's real, dammit. So what really happened when they researched Antarctica was never actually disclosed. But some of Richard E. Byrd's planes, this is a fact, did crash, and up to 3 men were killed.
Hmm. So what do you... why did they crash?
He shows up. He goes to Antarctica for scientific experiments.
Rory's doing massive...
Massive quotation
bunny
marks
ears
in my
here.
Hands. He shows up. Ships start crashing.
Yes.
People start disappearing.
Yes.
All of a sudden, the mission's called off. It's called off. Everyone has to return home. Like, you sent that many people, those 4,700 troops to Antarctica. And all of a sudden, you're like, it wasn't what we were expecting. I guess we'll head home then.
Doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up! Do you know why it doesn't add up, Kit? Because they weren't there doing scientific experiments. The planes got shot down by anti-gravity alien guns that the Germans had cultivated from ancient human technology. The ships had been destroyed. They couldn't get into the Hollow Earth. They couldn't get into New Berlin to kill Hitler, who is still alive, by the way.
Today you're back
so
then.
Now, because he's in the ancient Earth where humans can live up to 800 years old. Thank you for clarifying. I'm sorry for ranting. But I've been up since 12:30 researching this story.
Look, people,
you're going to say I'm crazy. You're going to say I'm insane.
Rory's papers are strewn across the floor at this point.
I have a nosebleed right now. I'm drinking straight from the pot of coffee.
I'm lying on the ground and he's hovering over me like a killer.
But this is not fiction. When Richard E. Byrd came back from his trip, aka Operation High Jump, he actually did a live television interview very early on. We're talking black and white. We're talking super, super retro setup here. But he did an interview about everything that he had seen from Operation High Jump. This is straight after his trip. So think about it.
He was just candid on this? He just laid it all out?
He laid a lot of weird stuff out.
Really?
If you think about it, like nowadays, if you go to, you know, whatever, the moon, on your way back, you're talking with the CIA, you're talking with the FBI, and they're saying you can't talk about the moon base, you can't talk about the Nazi base,
can't talk about the cheese, can't talk about the aliens, all this stuff.
It's like, we're talking 1940s, like this guy has no briefing whatsoever.
Yeah.
He lands, he's brought into a TV studio, he doesn't even know what's
going on. There's no mobile phones.
Exactly.
It's just like,
he just lets loose, but in a very ambiguous manner. So what we're going to do right now, Kit, is you and I, we're going to listen to the interview that Richard E. Byrd did live on television.
Wow.
We're going to see if there's any little bits, any little details that we can suckle on, like little teats, like we can just drink that little conspiracy juice, suckle it down.
This is unfiltered government shit.
Live. Well, not
straight from
live.
The source.
Straight from the source. Let's do this.
It's time for the Longine Chronoscope, a television journal of the important issues of the hour, brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Good evening, this is Frank Knight. May I introduce our co-editors for this edition of the Longine Chronoscope? Larry Lesser, CBS News correspondent, and Kenneth Cross.
You don't even look at the cameras!
Our very distinguished guest for this evening is Admiral Richard E. Byrd.
So there's the guy himself.
The North Pole used to be a no-man's land, but these are the days when, by buying a ticket on a commercial airliner, you can fly across the North Pole and drink a cocktail at the same time. You know, only 70 or more years about 35 years ago, our guest tonight...
Love how serious it is. There's no music.
...found out whether there was any land north of the North American continent. He made that first discovery flight, and I must say that Admiral Byrd, our guest tonight, is not only our greatest living explorer, but he's been an inspiration to countless Americans. Admiral Byrd, you've been to both the North Pole and the South Pole. Is there any unexplored land left on this earth that might appeal to adventurous young Americans?
Yes, there is.
Go on, Richard.
And not up around the North Pole, because it's getting crowded up there now, because they find out it's really usable, not only to live in, but militarily. But strangely enough, there's left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole on the other side of the South Pole from Middle America. And it's I think it's quite astonishing that there should be an area as big as that unexplored.
That's a tremendous
challenge. So there's a lot of adventure.
Shutting him down. Shut him down.
Admiral, do you hope to see
I'm
that?
I'm talking.
Yeah. I do.
Well, Admiral, would you say that since you've been to both the extremities of America, these expeditions to such far-off places, are they getting easier because of modern techniques or...
A.K.A. alien technology?
Well, it's a little risky, but nothing like it used to be with the old slow planes and the small cruising radius where we had to put down bases.
Because he's been around for ages, you know. He's been around for, like, prop planes, you know, propellers, like that old style.
I mean, he looks old as hell.
He does look like he looks like he drank from the wrong cup. Like, he's straight up eroding in front of us. It feels like he needs to go to the inner earth ASAP just to stay alive further years.
And Rob, what is that expedition doing?
We're talking about High Jump here.
Well, that's the icebreaker Etka, and it's a reconnaissance expedition. It's going down to the South Pole area to make certain observations and to look for some bases.
Look for some bases!
They'll be back in April, and they will report back.
That's not what the briefing was.
And upon the information we get from that undertaking, we will base the bigger expedition that's to follow.
See?
Is that very definitely
bigger expeditions?
Planned,
listen
or,
to this.
That is being planned right now.
There were further expeditions after Project High Jump before it got shut down because of the goddamn anti-gravity fields that were taking place.
I think
Humboldt looks like an alien. Look at him. Giant forehead, tiny mind, big eyes.
So near our greatest challenger. What would you say was the most valuable factor on expedition? Is it morale, or physical courage, or is it sheer equipment?
Well, I've always
look at that slow pan. He's gonna disclose something because that pan. Look at this.
The British told me that when I first went down 28, that I couldn't possibly get through the winter night without a mutiny if I took more than 20 men. But to serve science, I had to take 42 men.
Bullshit science,
42,000 men, more like.
So on.
He's messing with us. He just dropped the mic.
In the winter night, when it's very hard on your nerves, civilians.
And 42,000.
We don't do much about claiming anything.
Admiral, you make us sound a little crowded. Are there that many expeditions now there or en route there?
Well, you know, as I said, it's the most peaceful place in the world, but I don't think it will be for long because of this intense interest on the part of other nations and this nation.
Soviet Russia, but why this interest in the bottom of the world?
In the bottom
nobody
of
living
the
down
world.
There, is it?
No, it's pretty cold. There's only one permanent resident, that's the Emperor Penguin. The little ones live further north.
Bullshit.
I tell you one reason they're interested.
Here we go.
It's by far the most valuable, important place left in the world for science. That's why the scientific groups all over the nation are really interested. But more important than that, it has to do with the future of the nation.
That's it, Richard.
Those to come after us, or even during your lifetime.
Here we go.
The bottom of the world will be important, not only to us, but to our allies.
Okay, so right off the bat, the guy says at one point, he answers a question about what's going on down there, and he says, no one's really living about there except penguins, emperor penguins,
yeah.
And he talks about
yeah,
the little ones.
And then that's what they want him to say.
They're like, what are you actually doing down there? And it's like, well, the purpose of the mission is to undercover bases.
Yeah. You can see in his eyes.
He messed up. He knows what he's done. He's like, penguin bases.
Penguins. There's just penguins on there, guys. Penguins. No women have ever gone there.
He says some stuff that's quite ominous. That he's saying, like, as the years progress and the future of the world will depend on, like, the importance of the South Pole.
The bottom of the world.
You've got all these places in the midst of the end of the Second World War fighting for control of the South Pole. And as far as I know, isn't the South Pole one of the only remaining places on Earth that's not claimed by any one country? Right?
Yeah.
Why? The reason why you wouldn't claim it is because the higher-ups of all of these individual countries know that the entrance to the Hollow Earth is located at the South Pole. And one country could not lay claim to that entrance.
But what do you think is the
because
benefit
the
of covering...
would wreck them. Anti-gravity guns... Fourth Fields, Hitler's still alive in there.
So, the U.S. government, they send Richard E. Byrd out there, they send him with thousands of troops to discover the Nazi bases, discover the entrance to the alien, ancient, hollow earth entrance.
Correct.
What's the benefit of not telling anyone about this?
I don't think there is a benefit. I think it's just cons. The cons is that you've just completed the Second World War. You've won. And I don't think this is the first time that ancient alien technology or impressions upon the world have been withheld from public knowledge.
Mm.
And I think this is just the peak of it. I think you sent out Richard E. Byrd here to do some undercover stuff. I think they underestimated the scope of the Nazi technology of the entrance to Agartha, how difficult it was going to be to penetrate that defense system, especially since the Nazis had been there and set up New Berlin and the force fields and the anti-gravity guns using the technology of the ancient
humans. This is all making sense.
Now, I know, look, we do a lot of these podcasts, and I know words on this podcast are worth a penny, but evidence is worth a space coin. So I have brought
Bitcoin
with me, Kate Greer, actual hardcore evidence
what?
That not only does Agartha and the Hollow Earth exist, but that the Nazis themselves went there.
What okay? is this evidence you speak of? Show
I'll
me
tell you
the
what
evidence.
The evidence is. This is, so this is official, declassified Nazi maps released by the KGB from the era of World War II when Hitler was sending ships to Antarctica. So I want you to take a look at this.
Let me see these documents.
I want you to take a look at that.
So Rory's passed me a really crumpled A4 sheet that he
printed
out.
I crumpled it in rage. I did crumple it in rage previously in the podcast.
So on it there is a JPEG.
Please see past the JPEG. It is actually a high resolution image that I printed in JPEG format.
And there appears to be
a map. It was not always a JPEG.
There does appear to be a Nazi seal at the top. That is confirmed. There is German here, which I don't understand. I don't speak German. There's
don't have to.
Various.
Please continue.
It's all there. Please continue. There is multiple graphs at the bottom yes. of the screen. I can't quite work out what those mean.
Ice
but there
caps.
Is
those are
a
ice
map
caps.
Of
those
the,
aren't graphs. Those are ice caps.
There's a.
I think.
There are.
I think
just
those
ask
are
if
ice
you
caps.
Don't interrupt.
Sorry.
Would be great.
I just want you make sure you get the facts
but,
right. Sounds like you're misinterpreting a lot.
No,
of
no, no. I'm getting. It. I'm just.
But, okay. Well, then say ice caps if you mean ice caps. Say ice caps.
So there's.
Say ice caps.
How? How?
Sorry, please continue. Please. Look, I've given you evidence. I've given you a map. Like, you know what? Look, exhibit. Look, all right, we're moving on. Because I have this. Look, whether you want to believe what I've just given you or not, here's something that I have that's even more pressing. More
yes.
pressing evidence, okay?
All right, let me see it.
So it's widely believed, not widely, it's very sparsely believed that Hitler was not actually killed in the bunker, but
yes.
instead he was escorted from Germany to the South Pole, to Antarctica, into the Hollow Earth, into New Berlin where he could live. He was apparently aboard a German U-boat called the 209. Which was one of the vessels that originally made the voyage from Germany to the South Pole to initially discover the ancient aliens down there. So what I have in my possession, again, these are declassified KGB relics from the Second World War that have been recovered. Now, this is an actual letter written by Karl Unger, who was aboard a German U-boat 209 commanded by Henrik Broda, that adventure to Antarctica. Now, in this report, Carl states clearly that the crew had reached the interior of the Earth and they did not consider
what?
Turning back.
They didn't consider what?
No. All right. So,
how did he send the letter?
What I'm going to do for authenticity, so I have two versions of the letter here. I have an actual printout version of the step-by-step German letter that was sent, mm-hmm. and I have the actual translation here in my hand.
Neat.
So I'm going to give you the German one for authenticity so you can see
yes.
it's an actual copy
okay,
of the letter that
this.
Was sent.
I'm perusing this piece of paper. It's for sure German. I don't understand anything it says. Okay, so let me pass me the translation.
Well, I was going to read the translation.
Okay, you read the translation.
I was going to read it because I feel like you're going to butcher it. You're going to take the piss, and this is a serious
okay,
matter.
Okay, hit us with the translation.
Okay.
Please continue.
Okay. The letter is as follows. Dear old comrade, this news will be a surprise for you. The U-209 undersea boot made it. The Earth is hollow. Dr. Haushofer and Hess were right. The whole crew is well, but they cannot come back. We are no prisoners. I am sure this news will reach you. It is the last connection with the U-boat 209. We will meet again, comrade. I am worried for everyone who has to spend his life on the surface of the earth, since the Führer is gone. God bless our Germany always. With hearty greetings. Signed. Full disclosure. That's a transmission from an actual German submarine that reached the Hollow Earth, the U-209.
That was so crazy.
It's cool. Like, look, I'm going to pass it over to you. This is the actual... So I gave you the German version. This is the translation.
This is the ingredients to the back of a cereal packet.
No. Look, Captain Kellogg's was going to Antarctica.
Captain Crunch.
200 degrees crackle. 200 degrees pop. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that one part of the Earth is protected and respected by every single country and continent on this planet, unless...
So what are you saying?
Unless that continent is masking an entrance to the inner Earth and the ancient humans. I believe, Kit Greer, that our lives on the outer surface is meaningless.
Jesus.
There's a whole... We should kill ourselves tonight. So,
oh my God.
I brought this gun. And
Jesus.
I think we should just end it.
Is this even beer? It's poison.
It's poison. Just drink the Kool-Aid, bro. Stop being a buzzkill. I've presented a lot of evidence to you today, Kit. I've given you, I'm getting so stressed with, I don't know how I could make this more obvious. I've given you Nazi maps. I've given you goddamn instructions to the inner Earth. I've shown you TV interviews. Uh-huh. I've told you about Operation High Jump. Uh-huh. But do you at this point concede and admit
defeat
and admit that it is possible that the Germans are still currently living in Antarctica and in New Berlin inside the Hollow Earth with the ancient humans?
Oh God, what am I doing with my life? Is it possible that the post-war Nazi Germany fled Germany at the end of the Second World War? That is possible.
Yes.
We do seem to have a little bit of evidence that they were establishing expeditions and bases.
I've given you the facts.
Yeah.
Take into account things like Operation Paperclip, I believe, which was after the war when the U.S. recruited an insane amount of ex-Nazi scientists to the U.S.
That's right.
To try and get ahead of the Russians in the space race.
Yeah, it's
because
true.
Obviously the Germans had the V2.
It's true. A lot of people don't know that. That's how we got to the moon.
That's the sad truth of it.
We took all those Nazi scientists.
Everyone's like, we beat the Nazis. Oh, Jesus. I got way too excited there. Mm. Everyone's like, we beat the Nazis. Everything's great. We beat them and then took a bunch of their weird ass crazy torture people.
Yeah, we literally those people and the same people worked. Those people who designed the bombs that killed
American
troops.
Yeah. Put a man on the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
And also maybe tried to put troops into Antarctica.
Maybe.
It's
maybe
insane.
Definitely.
Wait, was that a slip conclusion there?
What?
Was that a slip conclusion?
There's a lot we don't know about the South Pole.
Not me. I know everything. Sorry, continue.
I've spent six hours researching this.
No, I know a significant amount about the South Pole. Shit, I got the name wrong. That's an indication that I could probably know a little bit more about the pole itself.
You're like, I
call
everything.
It the pole.
Also,
I know it so
which
well.
One has polar bears?
You want to believe. I can feel it. I can feel it.
What my problem is that the proof for there being an entrance, a hollow entrance
right.
to the Earth.
Overwhelming proof, I think you meant to say.
Bunny ears, overwhelming proof is that we have a telegram, post-war telegram, saying that they were inside.
Don't do this to me,
other
man.
Than that.
There's more
other
proof.
Than that.
I just didn't print it. Oh, shit. I got to Google some stuff real quick. I got, there's pictures.
Thank you everyone for listening to this paranormal life.
There are maps of
Antarctica.
Thanks
for tuning in this week,
folks. You can see the hole.
If you have any more paranormal stories.
I'm just gonna Google Nazi map. Full disclosure as well, it's not real. It's a solid Earth. There are so many reasons why the Earth is solid. Earthquakes, like tectonic plates, the seismic activity, volcanoes, the gravity, like the density of the Earth has to be of a certain level to even secure.
You really
humans.
Sound like a NASA shell, to be honest, bro.
we
just flipped.
We flipped so hard. You're a Richard E. Byrd.
Well, what you've got to see, Rory.
I think obviously there was shady stuff that happened during the war. I think there was some shady Nazi stuff. I think there was obviously some shady American stuff. I don't think anyone found a secret entrance to the center of the Earth. Mm-hmm. I think that's ludicrous. But It's really fun to talk about. And I would be interested to know where you, our viewers, conclude. We're always, as professional paranormal investigators, we're always interested in other people's interpretations of the stories, and other people's impressions. So if you do have a different view on the story, please email us in. So just to conclude, Hollow Earth theory, ancient aliens, Nazis getting help from aliens in the Second World War. I'm saying no.
No.
No. That is a big no. Wrapped up. Done. We will see you next time on This Paranormal Life. If you have your own paranormal stories that you'd like us to investigate, email us in at thisparanormallifepodcast@gmail.com.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, the best way to support This Paranormal Life is to rate and review us on iTunes. The more 5-star reviews that we have, the more this podcast grows and we can continue to bring you a new paranormal tale each and every week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.